Adama, before we start this thing, this next shaila of the shaila that Daniel was learning today was what's when you already went to court, and now for whatever reason, which we'll discuss, there's a change of heart. They were nesayir, they heard a good shmooze, and they were nesayir and grace of tshuva to now go to Bezdin in the middle. So what's the halacha? Can they switch? Now again, I just want to chazer over one halacha before we start that there is a significant difference between the psak going to Bezdin, going to court in one area specifically, which is if you look on page 15 in the booklet, okay, there's a halacha which is the following. If you go to Bezdin, then there's no such thing generally of paying for legal fees. Normally, there's no such a thing that you pay for legal fees in Bezdin. Yeah, each guy, you're not a chroy for legal fees generally. However, in page 15, the Mechaber brings down the following: Hamischayev bedin, einu chayev l'shalma shekenegdo yitzioisav, av pishi iskikoi lodun beir acheres. Normally, listen, we went to Bezdin and I made you travel because I wanted to go to that Bezdin. You don't have to pay. But that's only if the halacha was, that's only if they agreed to go to Bezdin. But we wanted to go to a different Bezdin, I don't have to pay for that, even if I end up being chayiv, right? Still, I don't have to pay for that. However, you didn't want to go to court. So the plaintiff wants to go to Bezdin. The defendant says he's Messiah of Lavi Ladin. He doesn't want to come. And he makes me go to court. And now because of him, I end up having to pay out of pocket extra legal fees and extra fees, court fees, etc. So then, at that point and on, you have to pay. We pass like the first shita that you do have to pay. The Eshcholken, the Ramah says on page 16, the Sfirlo de Imhutzach Lahitzi Allah Hoytzah, so Choyfa de Arkoish, so Goyim Chayv, Lasham Lev, Cheni Aliko, Vavacha Soy, Bashos Bezdin, if you had Rashos Bezdin. So if you had Rashos to go to Bezdin, you have to pay for the legal fees. That's the halacha.
Legal fees are the travel fees.
Everything involved in taking that court case. Now,
wait, you have to pay automatically if you're a sergeant, or
so the SMA says if you win, if the plaintiff wins and it costs him more money, so the defendant not only has to pay the claim but also all the legal fees. But what if the plaintiff loses in court? So the SMA there says that it depends. If he was just playing games and he had taka no taina really, and he was just trying to hack a cup and waste a year of this guy's life with lawyers and courts, and so then you don't have to pay. But if he taka had a good claim, it just he happened to lose, then even in that case, the other guy would be high for this guy's hoitzois. Because what are you making me go to Bezdin to court for?
Who's there to decide if he had a good claim?
Right.
I guess Bezdin would decide.
Quite a big Bezdin. Court decides.
The same Bezdin that makes him
pay
for
legal fees.
We're not going with that.
I assume it's going to be the Bezdin.
The lashon of the SMA is...
you go to court for another year figuring that out.
Figure out who pays the fees.
No, yeah. You're going to have to go back to the Bezdin he was originally with Sar just to decide whether he had a place.
Whichever Bezdin tells him to pay their choice, he has to decide whether it was a good claim.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's the point. It's going to go to a different Bezdin.
Yeah, and there's also a whole schmooze here. The truth is, I don't see this right now, what I just said. But, okay, so keeping that in mind, okay, that there is an inyan of paying the fees, let's now go into the next shaila, okay? The shaila that we're talking about is, go back into the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the Ramah, it's on page, I think, 11 in the booklet. What? I know, but page 11. So the Ramah says like this, where it's ongoing. Mishaholach bar koyis shogoyim, inishchai bidineyim. And then he changes his mind. Sorry, you lost your chance. You should have come to Bezdin originally. Now you lost. We will take him in Bezdin. Unless there's already a real hefsid. The guy already had a big hefsid by going to court. Then you can't change your mind. The svara is shoina nearly ikar. But we paskin like the svara rishoina. That means that there are more paskins, halacha, that if it was taken to Beis Din, if it was taken to court, the plaintiff, let's say, simply put, the plaintiff had the case, and he took it to court without Rishus Beis Din. I'm not interested in going to Beis Din, I'm taking you to court. And we went to court, then you're not allowed to reopen the case in Beis Din. Okay? And the Ramah says, a story shown in the Ikar, that's how we paskin. First of all, very interesting, is that this halach is not mentioned anywhere in the Mechaber. And the Rebbe Kivega brings down over here to Ayin, the last line of Rebbe Kivega, Ayin Metshuvas Priyaretz, L'Mari Meir Mizrahi. And over there, that Mari Meir Mizrahi says that since the Mechaber does not bring it down, Sfardim do not have this halach. So Sfardi, even if he did a big avla and he went to court, he's allowed to reopen the case in Beis Din now. But Ashkenazi has his din. So the shaila is over here.
Why is he reopening the case in Beis Din?
Okay, so why is he doing it? What are we talking about? What's the case and what's the lamdas? So Kipshute, the most simple reason why is because he didn't like the psak. He thought that in Beis Din he's going to end up with this major psak. You know, they're going to be obligate him. What legal fees? He's going to take it to the bank.
In our cars.
And Maisa didn't come out. It didn't turn out the way he wanted. So now he's like, you know what? Maybe Beis Din isn't that bad after all.
Let's go back.
So Mamela, we're going to go back to Beis Din. So, usually we have a...
He thinks he's going to gain?
Yeah, he's going to reopen the case. Normally we have a rule that Takanas HaShavim. We're very careful for Takanas HaShavim. If a guy wants to do tshuva, he finds Baba Kama all over the place. We go out of our way to help a guy do tshuva. This guy's not interested in doing tshuva. This guy's interested in getting his money.
Right.
This guy didn't do a real tshuva. So that's not the point. I know you're interested, but I'm saying right now, when he finished the court case, he's not doing tshuva that, oh, now I'm such a good guy. You know what? At Harata, I see the MS, Beis Din. Stam, he lost the case. So he wants a second chance.
If he won,
he wouldn't have done it. Exactly. Exactly.
So Mamela... What's
the next line of the Ramah?
What the?
But if the other guy lost, then you don't listen to him.
I'm only the first Yesharimim. In Achami, the other Yesharimim is not like that.
Yeah. So that's advised that the whole case is different.
No, it means he already paid, Marshall. Let's say court already. That's how we pass it. So what's pshat in this din? So normally, the circumstances is that we said is that he didn't like the psak and he wants to now reopen the case. So let's look at the nesivus. The nesivus over here gives two shatim in this halacha. Ba'alim saw it, page 16. Zok the nesivus.
17.
Zok the nesivus. Oh, this booklet doesn't have it for some reason. It's weird. Okay. So I have it here. I have it here.
How many do you need?
Sure. So the Nesiva says like this. Betumim kosav beis taimim echad av kikibal av karv apostle deni yocholach zabu achag madin. Basically, they were makabal the psak. Even though you're not allowed, but you can make amongst yourself some sort of arrangement that something that shloike din will be makabel the psak. So here they were like makabel the psak of the arkois, and there's a whole shy what the kinyan was, but there was some sort of kinyan, and they were makabel the psak of the arkois. So you can't be chayzer. Beis zok the nesivus b'shem the tumim.
It's also to go, even if they both agree.
Yeah, but exactly. It's also to go, but lemaisa it's chal that they're mechuyev to stand by it. So therefore, you can't change your mind now. Beis is mishum knas shaholach lifnei akum. It's a knas. You went and did a iser. We're not going to now reopen the case for you. What's the difference? Let's say it was a corrupt case. Yeah. It was a corrupt case. They went to court, and now it was all corrupt over there. Right. So if you go out to Carver Puzzle, then I wasn't Mekabel a corrupt case. I was only Mekabel if it was going to be legitimate. Yeah. But if you go out to Knas, I don't care. Corrupt, not corrupt. Knas, we continue.
Okay,
so let's see. We'll see about that. Very important. Now, look at the second to last line, by the way. Very important.
Let's say you are going to lose money by going to Beis Din. Let's say you are going to shoot. Why isn't that enough coming also?
What do you mean?
You realized your mistake and you want to shoot.
You're saying it's a funny class?
No, I'm saying, let's say the guy Taka wants to do tshuva, and he's going to lose in Beis Din.
Let's say he won in the courts and he's going to lose in Beis Din.
So Aval zok the nesivus in the last line. Im abal din ba'atzmo yoideya shechayiv loy alpid din Torah. I know that alpid din Torah, I'm not eligible for this money.
Right.
I'm not really, this money is not coming to me, according to the Din Torah. Vadei detzarech l'shalom loy. Then I have to give it back. If you want to do tshuva, then the way to do tshuva is give back any money that's not coming to you.
How do you know how much?
Afilu imum, sit with a rav. You don't have to go to bezin. Sit with a rav. Then osch hashemishpat. You don't have to go through the process of bezin. Sit with a rav. Tell him your side of the story. What you know is emes, and mamela you'll come to realize what you owe. What you don't know. You don't have to go to
bezin.
It's not a knas. You're not going to bezin now. You're not opening a new case with a bezin. You have to find out the din Torah al pi emes, and you have to find out what you owe. If you want to do tshuva, you have to ask your rav. How do I find out? Let the rav do his homework. And he'll come back to you and say, really, you're only entitled to a third of the money that the court gave
but
you. You have to give it back. The rest you have to give back.
Court card,
but it's not a new din. You're
so
not
he's trying to be honest.
He's trying to be honest now, and now he wants to paskin up. He didn't tire off. So then, Vafilim, who was sopik, tzarech lodun lefnei danai yisoh, shalei esafi gazal tachzir.
But Bezin still won't listen to him. He's going to have to go to a private diet.
But it's not a new din. It's not, the point is
why,
not...
Why won't Bezin...
Because you're not mishubit to a din tire. What? No, the other guy doesn't have to show up, LaMarshall. It's only the other guy. You're coming to tell him.
He's trying to come clean.
Right. He wants to pay back.
It's not a din.
I really don't think I should have taken this money. Now I want to give
him one best and judge it then.
There's nothing to do, because Bezin doesn't go back to a case that was already judged in Arkais. It's a knas. So now you want to figure out what you owe. So that you, as some as I have to figure that out. So you have to figure it out with a rav and figure out how much you owe.
You can't rely on the cars.
What?
And you can't rely on the cars. Then
correct.
Legally, I don't know anything.
Legally, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, right. You have to give back the money. Otherwise, it's gezel. That's the nesivus. And it sounds like from the nesivus, even according to the man da amar kibra love karv apostle, that you makabel it. You only makabel it in the process, but not to change the halach. Apparently, so now one thing that is important is, let's say you know that you owe the money. Okay, you know that in Bezdin they would not have actually
charged this much, whatever,
given you the money, but you know that it's owed to you. Okay, for example, let's say it's a milvah baal peh. There's no shtar, and proof. I know that Lamaisa, I made some finagling, and I had a witness, which was a guy, so it was a apostle witness. But in Bezdin, in court, they accepted it, so I had enough testimony to win in Bezdin in court. But in Bezdin, I would not have won the case. But Lamaisa, I know he owes me the money. It's just it's a milvah baal peh. The other guy would have had a migu.
So you'd have to go. You have to go.
So in such a case, I don't have to give back the money.
Yeah, because you know.
Because I taka know that he owes me the money, even though in Bezin I would have lost, right? But since I would have lost out of technicality, and in court I won, I can keep the money.
It was still
usher view. It was usher view to go.
That's a separate.
But because of Adi, a migu is a migu. If the Bezin would have passed in the migu, you have to go with that. But here, what?
Who passes like this?
This is brought down. That it's only if you taka don't owe the money. But if you owe the money, it's just, or the money was really owed to you. Just Bezin wouldn't have enough proof to get it to you, then you're allowed to keep it. Because again, it's a din between you and your rav. It's not a din in Bezin here anymore. Fine. So now here is the major nafkamina.
The money should like a din,
right? Right.
It's not like a din. It's not like another guy. The other guy klapi shmai owes it to you.
By here, but between the other, he's not mechuyev to pay.
To make a difference.
Kivega so says if you take the money, it's shalak adin.
Shalak adin means you don't owe it. It's gezer. This is not shalak adin.
It's not dini, so what I'm passing like you.
I mean, the other guy's a ganef, if anything.
True.
Okay, so.
I know.
But I'm telling you that this is what, that's not what it means. It means it's not coming to you. So, here's a big, big shayla. Okay, so the guy, I was listening to a shir on this from a dayan, and here's the shaila. The shaila is, what happens if in the middle of the court case, they didn't paskin yet, and in the middle of the court case, the guy decides, you know what, this is not going anywhere, this is going to end up being a 3-year process, it's going to be crazy, forget this, we'll just talk and go to Bezdin now, in the middle of the process. Or as this guy said, in the middle of the, there was two yidden, and they got the case. What was the case? It was some sort of insurance zach or whatever. And the two litigants were in court. And then all of a sudden, in court, they came up with the other side pulled up against the plaintiff $900,000 worth of checks written out to cash. $900,000 worth of checks written out to cash. So that was a little bit of a tax, you know,
problem. Should be a different case.
So what?
Different information.
A little issue. So all of a sudden, the plaintiff said, "Oh, let's go to Bezdin."
Surprise!
Surprise! Yeah. So now the point is that let's say halfway in the middle of the case, before they paskin, for whatever reason, the guy decides either he sees it's not going his way, or whatever. Do you would the Bezdin take the case?
Since they didn't judge it.
Because
the judge.
Oh, very good. Okay, so good. So the Mechaber is mashma, it's only because it's been Ischayev B'dinei.
Correct.
So the Achronim want to know, shouldn't it depend on the two reasons of the Nesivis? If it's a Karavila part of Apostle, fine, so it's only when they were Mechabel the Psak. But if it's Knas, the Knas is not that you got the Psak from the Bezdin, the Knas is that you went to the Bezdin. So once you went to the Bezdin, the Knas should be in full place.
Yeah.
And it should be too late, and you should not be able to accept the Din anymore. So if you look, this is brought down in the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak.
But the Nesivus is going in the Mechabel.
Right. Okay, so that's the question. Okay, so you're saying it's Mechach and Mechaber, and the Nesivus has to stem with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Beis Yitzchak over here, the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak on page 21, he says, Omram benidin didan shahaya etzel ha din tayar of a term shiyatza psak din. Before the psak din came out, halach barakoy. You didn't get page 21? Oh, okay, fine. So say that, because I have the other page. I didn't staple it along to this one, I guess. The other ones have it, yeah. So it says over there, v'yotze v'dinayim lisko yitzal ruvein hadavar pashat de'ein iskakin lai. You don't go back. V'avte hadavar bar. So he speaks out here. Dehecha dehischil ladun b'dinayim, if you started. Uv'terim shi zikeyu b'dinayim. And but before the psak was over, chazar atoveya anu niskakin lai. Even though we pass now it's knas, we don't pass it. We don't give the knas prematurely. Like you're saying, so is mashma from the lashon shulchan aruch. The baidavka shen ischayev b'dinayim. That's so. The Beis Yitzchak's medayik the shulchan aruch that even though the reason is out the knas must be that it's only after the ischayev and bezdin. So that's the Beis Yitzchak. Okay, and the Tshuva's Imre Yosher, which is a very shmaka Tshuva sefer. So the Tshuva's Imre Yosher says it's pasha like that. Why?
Imre
Bina. I didn't make the copies.
Imre Bina, you said Imre Yosher?
It's Imre Bina also, but it's two different Sfarim.
Oh, okay.
So the Imre Yosher says, which is not printed in the Sfarim, booklet.
Good.
Yeah. The Imre Yosher says like this, because he says every step along the way in going to court is a Nachan Isser. It's also to go to court. It's also to paskin in court. It's also to listen to the court. Everything you're doing, being in the court, is also. So Mamela, the guy wants to stop doing an Avera. So since he started doing this, we're not going to let him do tshuva now. Or whatever. We're forcing him to do another Isser. Carrying out the din further, Zakta Imre Yosher, is also an Isser. And therefore, there's no reason to be Moinea him from stopping. And even if it's not, I'll do tshuva. No, because if Bezdin wants to try it.
If Bezdin won't listen, it doesn't mean you have to continue. There's no option.
What's he supposed to do?
He's stuck.
He's stuck.
He can't go with the case.
Same thing he did when he was before.
No, because the other guy's not going to listen to his Rav. What do you mean? He doesn't know if the guy's Chayiv yet. Okay, fine.
This is your
issue. It's not Alitei. It's Alitei of Rosh of Yersha. That's the problem.
So he says it's only once and then it's
once. So also, same thing as the Beis Yitzchak. But he says a very important thing, which is what you're Medayik.
Quickly go to Bezdin.
Right. So he says over here, what you're Medayik over there, is that it says even the other sheet that does not hold of this din of Einis Kaken and holds that you could go back to Bezdin, but he says not if you already caused the hefsid to the other side. So let's assume you caused the hefsid to the other side. Let's say what happened was the following. Let's say what happened was that you one side was Mechayev, the plaintiff took the defendant to court. Now, they were Mechayev, the defendant, for 1,500 hours of public service. Very nice, I'm saying, but I want my money, right? So now I want to reopen the case and go to Bezdin. According to the second sheet, he says, you can't,
It's a sack.
Once you got a psak on the other guy, once you were mafsed the other guy, you can't now go to the Bezdin and say, I want my money.
Right.
Sorry, you got a psak from the court.
Right.
And even this sheet that holds, if you got a psak from the court that affected the other party, everyone agrees that you can't go back. And there's no machlokes about that. Everyone agrees they can't go back to court now. Okay, so if you got a psak that wasn't to your liking, okay, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the other guy already is in trouble, already has something. You can't now kill him twice. Shnei misais. You can't mechayim shnei misais. This is lashon Imre Yosher. So he says, huadin, let's say you started, okay, and because you started, the other guy had to make a shvuah. in court. Now, nowadays, you can affirm whatever.
Yeah, you can affirm.
But I'm saying, if Yutaka really made a shvua, and, or the other guy brought some of his witnesses already, and they have to make a shvua.
Somebody made a shvua, in other words.
So he says, once you got the ball rolling, and you went so far as to make a shvua, he says, that's also considered that the other side already took a hefsa, and you can't go back, even if you didn't get the psak yet. So the sheet of the Meriosh is like in middle, is that once anything really already happened, let's say, for example, this could happen, is that let's say, I just know, for example, a case, that let's say there's someone claiming a taina against a photographer. Now, in the meanwhile, till the case is paskind, the court put a hold on this guy's... machines. His equipment.
Equipment.
They froze his equipment and stuff, so he can't work. Now the guy's like, okay, but this is taking 4 years. I want to... You already froze this guy's equipment for a year and a half. Now you're going to switch to Beis Din.
Yeah.
Not so posh. So all those types of cases, even though it didn't happen yet, but if you're in the middle, the Emor Yosher holds. I don't know if we're passing with the Emor Yosher.
What's
Halacha Maisa? Well, Halacha Maisa Pashta is not like this Emor Yosher, because the Mechaber says it's Chayiv Bebidin, and not only that, since we said it's a Machlokes, this whole Halacha, and the Sfardim don't hold of it at all, it's a whole Chiddush, this Halacha. Not everyone holds of it. So Mamela, I don't think you have to be more Machmer than what it says. But it's an interesting Shita, the Emor Yosher, that he says it takes it very far to say that even if anything already happened, it's going to be a problem. Okay? Now, Menashe, this is what you were talking about. Page 22 is the Tshuva of the Marshag. Marshag is a Moir Dika Shaila.
Why is that a good svar to say that if I caused you a loss, I shouldn't be able to go to Beis Din? If I didn't cause you a loss yet, then we could go to Beis Din. I don't know, if I caused you a loss, but let's go to Beis Din and reverse it.
No, but it's not going to reverse it. That's the problem. Because I'm still going to be obligated my $15. I'm going to still be obligated my $15 for public service.
We may for it. Cause him a loss, shall I continue?
No. If it's a loss of money, I'm asking. But if it's a Zaitik loss, you can't recuperate. A shvua, you can't recuperate the shvua. Or you can't recuperate the 15 hours of public service that they paskan on me already.
He's basically saying that the Emor Yosher is goof of pshat on the Mechaber. I'm saying, if it's a monetary loss...
No, that's the Chai B'din. He's saying it's the Sefer of the Mechaber of Hefzid. If you were goyim a hefzid to the other side, even if it's not Nischayiv B'din yet, that's his chiddush. Even if before it was Nischayiv B'din. But if they put on some sort of hefzid on the other side, then it's considered it started already and you can't switch now.
Because
you're going to end up being mafsid to this guy twice. You're going to end up making him pay and this other item.
Bank or something.
If it's a monetary loss, then Beis Din will make him pay for guidance, right? If
it's a monetary, but it's not monetary, that's what I'm saying.
If it's not monetary, so what was it?
That's what I'm saying. Let's say they... What?
Community service.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Community service is a loss of wages. Beis Din can make you pay it also. So Elmer, it's a shvua. So a shvua is something that happens in the middle of the case.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's the reaction.
Yeah. No. Or they were mechayiv him community service. They mechayiv him anything.
So is it? A lot of
no, it's
you
not.
Can make the guy pay for it.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to pay for it. Beis Din is not going to mechayiv you to pay that. What?
Right, so it's ready to mechayiv the name.
Community service is only a judgment at the end of the
right.
That's what I'm saying. So that's posh what the mechaber means. If the guy got a hefset from it, then you can't do it. I'm saying the Meryosha takes it and says, even if you got a hefset in the middle of the case, also, you won't be able to go back.
Be. He made him travel to California for this.
Yeah.
Because it's a hefset. All right. He lives in Florida, he made him travel to California.
There's no other judgment in the middle of a court case besides a hefset of a shvua. What else could be a hefset?
Okay, so the Mechaber's not talking about that. And Meirosh is talking about a shvua. That's what he's talking about. But Beis Din's not going to make you pay for that stuff. That's what I'm saying. Let's say they froze your equipment. Beis Din's going to make you pay for the Shevis of such thing.
Why not?
Because Grom or Shevis, you know, we have to pay for that. Even if you do it on purpose. A guy went and locked up your stuff, you don't have to pay.
What about the saying, so, fees? You have to pay your own lawyer. That's a loss also. But you go to this court, you have to pay your lawyer.
Oh, so that's what we spoke out in the beginning. That talk to your lawyer, that if
those
you end up high, you have to pay.
Those are expensive. But yeah. That this is an intermittent loss that you caused.
Exactly, person. That's what I'm saying. An intermittent loss that the guy maybe would be high for, that's what Rabbi Pavelski is saying, that maybe in a chami, that wouldn't be, because Beis Din can recuperate that. But I'm saying an intermittent loss that you can't recuperate in Beis Din, then once a guy lost because of you're not going to now hit him twice. That's the point of the Meriyosha. Now, what happens?
Indirect.
What happens in the following case? Okay, let's say the plaintiff goes to court and he ends up being. We're talking about the whole time the plaintiff goes to court. Shloikedin, and he ends up not getting the psak he wants. He's not allowed to go now reopen the case in Beis Din. Fine. What about the other way around? Let's say the plaintiff got what he wanted, but the defendant now says, you know what? I'm not paying. Let's go to Beis Din. Can now the defendant now try to insist that they go to Beis Din. Now, what happened was that the defendant didn't put up a fight the first time around. The plaintiff sends him he's waiting for his Hazmana from Beis Din. The next thing you know, he says, I'll see you in, you know, Miami-Dade, whatever. So he was kibbutz, obviously, okay, you want to go to court? Fine, I'm going to go to court. And Lemaisa, he ended up being chayiv more than what he thinks he would have gotten chayiv in Beis Din. And now he wants to reopen the case, but he wasn't the one that initiated the court case.
Well, he went along.
He went along with it, didn't he? It's not only Knas on the plaintiff. It's Knas on the
No, maybe it's a Knas on the guy that initiated the point.
No, he doesn't say that.
Because he's the one that took me to Beis Din.
He agreed to go.
He doesn't say that, but that would be...
That's a question.
No,
that's okay. He thinks he has no choice. So let's look at the...
That's his problem.
Let's look at the Marshag, page 22. The Marshag says like this: Lukushta demilsa nearly. If you see it on page 22,
yeah.
The toiveya ends up not getting what he wants. Who also iser harishain? He started it. Shehischil letvayas chaver barkois. V'lachein im yotzim mechuyev. He ends up not getting what he wants. Ain niskakin loy. Umasik menesiv shom demash from dira poiskim. Datamu mishum knas. Good. Avo im hanitva, the defendant, yotze mechuyiv, he has to pay. Nihi the name of the gam hanitva pasha bezeh. Really, the nitva also did an iser. Sheachar kabbalas hakloga, whatever, which is the summons, whatever. Lo hizmen es hatoveya ledin Torah. He should have went to the tevei and said, I'm not going to court until I'm being masmi yudin. Mikomaka im loy pasha kol kach kumay hatoveya. He didn't initiate. Add the neima to the point that we should say ain iskakin lemitam knas.
So that we
should. But he has a good excuse. Leimar b'shvil shor isias atoveya hilach bar kois negdi. I saw this guy was going shloi kedin shloi b'shus bezin huchachti gamkin leilach bar kois. I have to just go follow him. Lahatzels atzmi dim ikesh tetapol. This guy is not a straight guy, so I have to follow him there. Ufratki haya etzli becheska shloi itzayis dina. I see this guy. So what am I going to do? Waste my time? Right. I'm going to go say I want to masmi yudir Beis Din three times. He's not going to listen anyway. I know what this guy's all about. Varaya, he already took me to court without Rishas Beis Din. So Mamela, I don't have a reason to now go through the whole process of responding to Beis Din. Mamela, v'kivin tachdina de ineskakil misha hufsar bar koiz, gamkin eno bar kolkach. It's not even such a posture to deal like we said before. Imkein dailan olitras hachdina be'im hifsar ateiveya bar koiz. But if the defendant lost and he wants to reopen the case in Beis Din, even though really he should have done it earlier, so the Marshag says that the other guy we would listen to. The defendant we would listen to because the defendant never really opened the case and he had no choice.
So that's always going to be the case.
The victim is circumstances. Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
So then the second the doesn't have any fault.
Once he's issued a summons, he has to
bother me the whole time.
Right, he's got no choice. No.
I caused you a loss and I can't take you to Beis Din. But you'll take me to Beis Din.
No, I mean, I can't recoup that loss in Beis Din, we're saying the whole time. It's a type of loss, you're not getting back in Beis Din.
What's the case of the Yeshayim in the second case? Yeshayim.
No, you don't go back.
You don't go back. That's
you could. No, you could go back. You could go back.
Tevea won't take it back. Tevea can't take it back if he caused the nitva loss.
Well, you could take it back unless you cause him a sin. But it's a loss, so you're not going to get back in Beis Din anyway. Yeah. Why would I go back to Beis Din now? He caused me a zaytik loss. I'm very happy with this. He made me do 500 hours of community service. Mm-hmm. So now I can't get that back in Beis Din anyway.
In cases, it's not a monetary.
Right. It's a loss that I can't recoup in Beis Din anyway. So Mamela, the other guy would want to open it up. And he can't because I already got a loss from it. So now this is a very big cool in the Marshag. But
here the Nitva is going to have a harder time getting in the basement after the guy won.
Before
in the case, before there was a psak din, he didn't feel like trying to get this guy to go to Beis Din. Now after the guy won, he's going to try to get him to go to Beis Din?
He probably have a hard time.
So
you're more motivated.
He will definitely try to get him to go to Beis Din first.
You're bringing a raya that obviously the guy...
Beis Din will open?
You're saying, no, but... No, but he's saying that Lemaisa, he has a raya that the guy didn't think all these smarts. He wanted to go to court also because he thought he would be better off
right,
the court.
Right.
But Haraya, he's only going to Beis Din now. Right. I mean, right. If he was so nervous about the guy.
Exactly. So now you're creating a slippery slope when now the guy says, you know what? I'm going to wait to see what the court has to say. If I win, great. If not, I'm taking him to Beis Din.
This is his last hope. He has no other hope.
No, he's trying to take the best of both worlds.
But he feels like he has no choice, but now he's saying that since now he can
It's a pretty decent taina. So Lemaisa is like this. It's a pretty good taina. Lemaisa, but since it's a marshag and this din is rafia biyada, it's not such a pasha halacha. I think the halacha would be like the marshag. However, there is a good thing to note. Interesting is in the Imre Yubina. Imre Yubina says like this. He was traveling in communities and he heard the following halacha. That
19?
Yeah. That basically what happened was the guy was taken to court and the plaintiff won. But not only did the plaintiff win, the court was mechayev the defendant, the plaintiff's law legal fees.
Extra stuff.
So now this is shloike kedin, because even in the other way around, the guy that initiated, he has to pay the defendant's legal fees, like we learned in the beginning. But the other way around, now the court was machayev the defendant to pay the plaintiff's legal fees in court. So this is the problem. So he wants now to go to Beis Din to tell Beis Din, I don't want to pay those legal fees. I don't want to pay those extra legal fees.
I'm not interested in the case, but I don't want to pay those legal fees.
Yeah. Zok there, he said that the psak in the cities that he used to go to, he was traveling around, and he heard that Beis Din says, no, you went to court, you followed this guy to court,
too bad,
you pay the legal fees. Just like the Nesiva says, the Nesiva says you don't have to pay anything shloike din,
right?
The other guys give back to you. Here we tell him, no, they paskin the legal fees, you went with this guy to court, you pay.
It's not like the
Marshag. So, it's not like the Marshag. Because the Marshag, to the point, says that you didn't do anything wrong by going.
Right.
And the Nesivis is saying, and the Rebrina brings that. Now, the Rebrina doesn't like it because, one second, Bezin's going to now go tell me that I should pay this guy's legal fees. He for sure did an Isser. Okay, I followed him, but he also did an Isser. Why would Beis Din be mechazik yidei over avera of the guy that went to court? They should just say, listen, yeah, not mechayev to pay or whatever, but the other guy did a bigger avla than me. So why would they be mechazik yidei over avera? He doesn't like this psak. But even the Imre Bina, it doesn't seem like he would learn, like the Marshag, that the guy did nothing wrong and we reopened the case for him. So,
he's not the one against them, but the extra.
You're right. So, I mean, if you the way he brings down these other rabbanim is like this.
He mentions names there.
No, he says like this. He says kivan de loikara hanitbal hatoyveya acharkach. The nitba should have went to the teveh and said, "She salk menu ha'ari v'shiyelach imon lefnei dayan Yisrael havehu keholach shaloi bereshus lehisdayin barkois." It's also called I went shaloi kedin to become judged. Yeah. Also, I didn't initiate, I'm part of the process. Tekiyum dezeh also shaloi kedin v'holach shaloi bereshus bezin lahavlo lohisif pcham ve'ish v'ayelo likro oisay lefnei dayan Yisrael ulahasri shaloi shemuch alamuni maledin toya. He shouldn't have kept quiet. Therefore, he's also at fault here, and the bezin will not stand up for
him.
I know, but then Isaac is tiny good. If that tiny is so true, why is he opening up now?
Yeah.
Teretz is, it's not, it's worth a try, right?
No,
so if it's worth a try, it's worth a try before.
This Gever Alma, this is a strong guy. He was stronger. He told me the best to fight. So now he's quiet. Now quietly, I'll do the best thing. Try to save myself.
No, okay. I'm just saying, this seems to be, to me, is a machlokes. I didn't see anyone discuss this, but to me it seems like a machlokes between the Imre Bina or these Rabbanim from the Imre Bina and the Marshag. If the other guy has any, do we cancel the other guy as well, the defendant? Is he allowed now, if the defendant will come and try to get out of it, will we reopen the case? And since Lamais it's a machlokes, I would think the halacha would be that we would reopen it, because once you have the marshag, the whole thing is a machlokes, and Sfarad and Bechlal don't have this halacha, and it's 2 days in the Ramah. So to be machmir more when there's a machlokes, I think you could be mekel and reopen the Mechia Gavna.
Is the halacha, and we spoke about this before,
anybody wants to bang?
Does the halacha change if it's a non-Torah observant Jew? Is the local change
that
the
guy who doesn't protect
the
basin? Yeah, you don't have to. Yes, it does.
You have no wash.
Meaning they take you.
Benching?
They take you. They have no shackles to basin. They're going to be like, what's basin?
Are you benching?
Well, if you tell them I'm taking the basin.
Whatever, they had something.
I'm saying, if you tell the non-Torah.
Maybe put him in jail.
Come on.
Straight up, maybe they put him in jail already.
You're saying that the Kimto here, Moshe Gorham Hefsid, when it says Hefsid here, it's not a Hefsid moment.
Well, it's something that the other guy wants to overturn, right?
1 second.
I'm saying it's not a moment, because moment basically would overturn.
I'm saying, but why does, if it's moment, why is the other guy, if it's,